It's hard to appreciate the source of your obsession when you stop me in the hallway to regale me with its virtues. When contrasted to another show, you say it's kinda like it.
Dude, I don't know what you're speaking of.
I'm only here to try to fuck this chick. So you've canonized some shit that didn't happen in the series. That's some fucked up shit.
I think you need to take an English course.
And if you'd step aside, I really would appreciate that, bro. Cause I don't wanna have to take another shower before lunch.
Battlestar Galactica, is that a spaceship? And what's this shortbread dipped in fudge? Seem to like it.
I see a sign that tells me someone's giving out free hugs. It makes me wonder who is charging, where they are, and what the going rate is. And in the ballroom, they're all watching AMVs. I wonder, what are AMVs? Is that a code word for a self-help seminar? If there's a bar in this hotel, is someone interested in going? And if not, is someone interested in leaving this hotel? These girls in cat ears can't be over 21. If they were over 21, they would be drinking and not wearing cat ears.
Battlestar Galactica. Okay, it's a spaceship. But what's this shortbread dipped in fudge? You seem to like it.
What's a Pikachu? Why? Inuyasha? Inuyasha? What's, why are her eyes so big? What's with the they're wobbly and they're a little, like she's gonna cry? Is she gonna cry? Is that a tattoo? It's like a magic tattoo. It's like it turns her into, like, what's she,
Battlestar Galactica. It's a big freaking spaceship. But what's this shortbread dipped in fudge? You all really like it. Battlestar Galactica. Okay, it's a spaceship. But what's this shortbread dipped in fudge? I don't think I like it.
That guy has a sword and nunchucks.
Hey, this is Anthony from Game Music for All.
And this is Mr. B from Your Dreams.
And this is Chibi Ba, also from Game Music for All. And this is Letters vs. Numbers.
Yeah!
And this... Yay! Woo!
Woohoo!
That song you just listened to was Pros and Cons. I can't remember who it was. It was by Shale Riley and
Jig and John T.
Jig and John T. Cool
collectively
beans.
Known as Team Taking a Year Off to travel.
Alright. So we're still doing the whole tweet thing. Tweet, whatever.
Well, they,
for the podcast.
Depending on if we can get the last episode, they might not know that.
Yeah, I know. But
when they hear this,
they'll know by then.
Don't be lazy, Mark. Just explain it.
I'm not fine. Okay, so what we're doing is we're having this new thing. Well, while we podcast, people can tweet either me, Mr. B, Gino, or even Letters vs. Numbers on Twitter, and you will be mentioned on the podcast. Well, you can ask questions or say random shit, whatever. We've already got two. One from Sangria. She says, "Hi, I just got home from work. I'm tired. How was your day, LVN host?" So yeah, how was your guys' day?
My day was epic. I got dressed and I ate cake with whipped cream no less than 3 times. And then I thought, this whipped cream business is awesome. So I put it on my coffee and that was awesome. I've had a busy day.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
That is pretty good. But I would have been more impressed if you were like, I got undressed and then ate a bunch of cake.
Yeah.
Damn, next time. I'm working my way up to nude confectionery eating.
I went to a high school graduation today to see one of my best friends graduate, and it was boring, but whatever.
Did he graduate, though? Like, yeah, no one stole his diploma and ran away?
Yep, got his diploma and threw his hat in the air, or cap, or whatever the fuck you call that thing.
Waterboard.
All that good stuff, and then we went out and got food. So that's pretty much my day. What about you, Gino? How was your day?
I went to my friend's video game store, and I played a bunch of video game music, and a lot of people didn't recognize any of the music, but then the people, like, there was, like, two people that did, and they thought it was awesome, because they played Donkey Kong Country music.
Right on.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah. And then our second tweet is from Error, and says, I don't think it's a coincidence that I drink when you podcast. Hooray, beer! Now back to tweeting Parcel Tongue.
Yeah, Error is currently reviewing Parcel Tongue via tweets, like for each one, each track, he just does a little tweet about his thoughts about it. So basically my entire Twitter feed now reads Error. Error's cool.
Oh, I haven't heard much of Error. I should.
He's in my band.
I don't know, I haven't gotten... What?
Yeah, he's in my band.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
No wonder you failed Mr. B's test.
Yeah.
Shut up. Those questions were a lot harder than my first quiz. That's why I made a second part. Because you're all like, where was I born? When did I first perform? And all this other shit where minds were like, what's my favorite Final Fantasy? And like, who doesn't know that one? But you failed my second quiz. You failed that one.
Fail it. It was ridiculously hard. It was like, is my hair light brown or dark brown? What?
Well, if you knew me, you would have known.
I knew.
I looked at a picture of you. I went onto your Facebook page.
I don't remember which part of, like, freaking Britain you're born in. I just know you were born in Britain. I don't know whether it was, like, London or Sunderland or other places in England. Oh, I just know that you were born in England. That's all.
I got the born one wrong because I remember Mr. B saying each of those cities, but not in any context.
That's why I'm such a good quiz maker, man.
I think my second quiz was the best. It actually tested if you knew me or not.
I think it sucked, and you sucked for making it.
I did not suck for making it. Gino got a good grade on it.
Yep, word.
I got a good grade on Gino's, too. I'm the only one with 100%. Booyah.
Stalker.
I ain't stalking.
Stalking just so much. You're stalking right now.
I'm well, surrounded by stalker, mountains. Like, I'm
knows
making
how
little...
to get it done.
Knows how to get it done. I think I'm going to put that in, like, my Facebook quotes or some shit. At stalker least my style. Stalker knows how to get it done. Yeah. Knows how
like, I could done. Actually fear mob being outside yeah. my house. Like, not some inept stalker that, like, thinks I live in a different state or something.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. E3 just got done this week. Which is pretty awesome.
We have a lot to say about that, I think.
Oh, God, yeah. I have a lot to say about that.
I don't have a single thing to say.
Should we play some songs and then, you know, go nuts on E3?
I'm all down for that.
Yes.
I think we should play one of my songs.
It's always about you.
Well, fine. If you don't want to play one of my songs, then you guys choose. I just thought it'd be cool.
Play one of your songs, Mom.
Fine. You've only got two, though. You need to spread them out.
I know, I will. I'm going to play this one, and then I'll wait to probably, like, at the end of the podcast or something.
Sounds like a plan. So which one do we want to hear?
I want to start with my Metal Gear Solid remix one. It's called Liquid Metal. And it's from OC Remix by Vigilante. And yeah.
Ooh. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Yo, I've been in many places and it's been a long road, and I finally understand about the ghost of Tom Joad. We're born on the light side but turned to the shade, and the root of all evil is the love of getting paid. Is your soul worth a dollar? Is your heart worth a cent? Your life had value but it's all been spent. Can't see where you're going, don't remember where you've been, and your heart's been hardened, you can't even look within. Don't waste your energy, it's pointless to hate. Try as you might, you can't fight against fate. It's divine retribution, call it karma if you will. When you buy the goods, you gotta pay the bill. It's a tangled web that we find ourselves in, when first we adventure to live in our sin. The end of your story like the end of the verse, although life is a blessing, we live under the curse. Hey yo, life's about more than what you smoke, more than what you drink. It ain't just about bling or cars, ladies of fame. All that might make the journey a little easier and more fun, but if your goal is nothing more than a continual pursuit of hedonistic pleasure, you're gonna burn yourself out real quick, homie. That's some real talk from someone who had it all, and I lost it too. I'm trying to build myself back up right now, you know what I'm talking about? Take a walk around the block and notice those who have less than you. Think about the effects of your decisions. Start taking a moral viewpoint. One that not only doesn't infringe on the rights of others, but might actually benefit them sometime down the road. You don't even know. You don't have to be as shallow and superficial as this culture encourages you to be. Yo, for what it's worth, you can always start over. Check it out. Reality's rosy and living ain't hard. Just do what you feel, what you don't disregard. When your soul finds a cause, then you give up the search. If your life is empty, fill it up with some merch. Everybody claims they have a mythical cure, but the evidence shows that they were premature. Life's much simpler than it seems, but even if that's true, it's only true in dreams. Is a glass half empty or is it half full? Do I solve this puzzle with a push or a pull? Do I squeeze the trigger? Is a gun just a tool? Do I turn the other cheek? Listen to the golden rule. Are you looking for a follower or looking for a guide? Do you wear it on your sleeve and keep it bottled up inside? You can dole it out, but can you take the blame? Can you handle being humble, or do you need a claim? The less you're worth, the more you flex. If your thoughts are simple, then your tongue is complex. Lights reflect off your glassy gaze. If your eyes could see, you'd be singing praise. Like Johnny said, you gotta turn your life around. Rub some dirt, drink some water, get your ass off the ground. Get your heart right, your mind clear. F5 your life and start again right here.
Welcome back. That was Bewanderer, a collaborative effort between Konyeezy and Nigel, and features a bit of old Johnny Cash. Can't go wrong with Johnny Cash, no sir.
Nope,
man in black.
Yep.
His wife died. Got really upset about it and died as well.
The end.
That's before 1-1 on that situation.
So if you're reading the Johnny Cash biography, sorry for the spoilers.
Oh, wow. Now I can imagine there'll be, like, a special section now to LVN where Mr. B tells you a story.
Hell yeah. Madonna. She married Guy Ritchie and divorced him. All the breaking news in Letters versus Numbers. Put that in your mouth.
Speaking of breaking news.
Okay.
A lot of something very important happened this week.
Oh yeah.
Something in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And it was.
Is it your birthday?
No.
Oh okay.
It was.
E3.
No, it was what? Conan being back on the air. Yep, we're gonna talk about Conan O'Brien.
I've never seen an episode of Conan O'Brien in my life.
I have once, because my friend was obsessed with that show too, and she made me watch it, but I think I fell asleep in the middle of it. I don't remember.
Because you don't have any laughter in your soul.
Oh, I have a lot of laughter. Have you not heard me? I've been like laughing up a storm.
A storm.
laughing up a storm. Whirlwinds and hurricanes and fucking tsunamis all over the place.
Yes, sir. I done started laughing, and well, gee willikers. It was storm brewed right there and then.
Why do you have to talk like that?
I do declare it was blustery.
Well, my stars and goddess, have you seen the sky today?
When my left leg starts to hurting, that's when you know a storm's coming.
Oh my god.
Gina, why did you sound English there?
I didn't know which change to get the right accent.
You know, I have the same problem. Like, whenever people are like, you should do this accent, I'm like, okay, but just so you know, it might turn out something completely different.
I never say what accent I'm gonna do. I just like
start talking. Saying,
like, instead of saying lightning, I'll say lopening. And I'll see what accent I end up with.
Oh my god. So, no, I get so confused sometimes by, like, southern people, because I'll, like, when one time when I was in Georgia with my family, we were staying at this hotel, and I don't know what the lady was talking about. She seemed really stressed or something, and she said, "It's gonna be one of those knots." And I remember at the time, I was, like, I think I was, like, 11 or 12, I think, and I was like, "What? What about knots?" And I was thinking, you know, like, knots that you tie. I just, like, what the fuck is this lady talking about, knots? And then I figured out, like, oh, she's talking about knights.
I agree.
Were you, like, right in front of her, like, oh, knights. That's what you were trying to say.
I agree. It was a bit weird that Sony had the best showing at E3 this year.
Oh, well, I didn't find it weird. I was all proud. I was like, hell yeah, Sony's has the best show this year.
You were like, them's my boys.
Pretty much, because I'm a total Sony fan. Even though I like Microsoft and I love Nintendo, but Sony just has it for me.
And by we, I mean team letters versus numbers. We all geeked out over Skype and watched the Sony conference live.
Yep.
It was depressing watching people, like, showcase games that I'm never going to be able to buy on a system that I can't afford.
I've told you this plenty of times. Get a used 60 gig. You can get, if you have enough money to buy a good Xbox 360, you have enough money to get a used 60 gig PS3.
I'll wait until they port over
Xbox 360s.
I'm dead serious. Like, people can't use the excuse now that PS3 doesn't have games, because it does. Like,
my excuse is that I don't have a good job.
My excuse is that I'm waiting for all the games to be re-released on the PlayStation 2. I'm still waiting for the GameCube version of Metal Gear Solid 4.
Oh, I love MGS26.
Yeah,
I thought that was a good remake.
I've been waiting for my Metal Gear Solid 4 for the Game Boy Color.
Oh my god. Dude.
Just looking at those release lists.
Don't talk such blasphemy, you guys.
Hey,
really,
the first Metal Gear Solid was on the Game Boy Color.
You're breaking my heart here. I mean, honestly.
I put a deposit down for Smash Brothers on the Game Gear. I think I've been had.
But, anywho, back to topic. Yeah, E3 had a really good Sony conference, I thought. Nintendo was pretty good. There's a lot
really
of Mario.
Good. They announced so much great stuff.
Okay, you know what? How about you talk about it, Gina, since you're the Nintendo fan here?
How about no, because I'm mad at everybody.
You don't get to know.
Alright, new Metroid. That's the new 2D Metroid. It's gonna be so awesome. Like, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be the best thing since, like, penicillin.
Shit.
Since penicillin.
Penicillin's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it
like
is.
You know how penicillin saved a lot of lives. That's crap compared to this.
There's like a lot of Mario games
also,
coming out too.
Golden Sun.
Oh, Golden Sun, right?
You know, anyone that likes Golden Sun, which is not anybody I know apparently, because every time I'm like, "Holy shit, new Golden Sun," and they're like, "I never played it."
Golden
but
Sun in your bum.
But for anyone who for anyone who has played Golden Sun, you know, like, the second one was kind of a cliffhanger ending, and, like, we've been waiting 6 years for the next one. And I thought it was going to end up like, have you guys played Mega Man Legends?
No.
No.
You're all useless. Well, anyway, they made Mega Man Legends 1 and 2, and 2 ends on a sick cliffhanger, like Halo 2 style cliffhanger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, and then they never made a new one, ever. For like the last 15 years.
Wow. There's a sequel to Mario Galaxy. Hmm?
Yep.
Are you saying that they're actually making that sequel? Or?
No, they're not. I'm still waiting.
Okay. I'm still waiting to see who killed Shenmue's dad.
there's also the new Super Mario Brothers.
Which yeah, like, I got it. I had a chance to play that. It was so fun.
Oh yeah, because you got to go to E3. Lucky. Word. My God, got to play all this. You got to play the new Silent Hill coming out and White Knight Chronicles for the PS3.
I gotta talk about the Silent Hill because that game is so scary. Like, man, it was good.
I like scary. Scary's good, especially for Silent Hill. It's gonna
be. There weren't even any enemies at the beginning. I was getting scared.
It's for the Wii, isn't it?
Yep.
You're for the Wii.
I'm actually gonna be able to use my Wii again. I'm so excited. Oh my God. I'm gonna get Mario Galaxy 2, a new Silent Hill, and they haven't mentioned this yet. They're probably gonna mention this at Tokyo Game Show, but I know there's a new Fatal Frame game coming out for the Wii as well.
It's already out in Japan. I don't think it has an American publisher.
Ugh, I want Fatal Frame. I love Fatal Frame.
Such an awesome game.
Like you take pictures of ghosts.
Yeah, like, okay, well, how it works is you basically get rewarded for being scared. You have to let, like, it depends on the story. Basically, it's like a classic Japanese horror kind of thing going on, where you have a special camera, and you have to let these, like, ghosts get near you. Like, you have to let them get as close as they possibly can before you take the picture. And if you take the picture, then they, like, their spirit gets into the camera or some shit, I don't remember. But, but you gotta be right on the dot or else they will, like, hurt you badly and you will die.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, you know how people used to believe if you took a picture of them, like, you're stealing their soul? It's like that, but the game.
Oh, okay.
It's really cool, I love it. But, yeah, that's what I'm excited for the Wii. And, it's also, like, a Mario versus Donkey Kong game coming out as well.
Is that one that was doing the rounds on all the like wrong emulation sites that didn't get released but did get released?
I don't know.
No, it was Mario versus Donkey Kong. Like they had the first one on the Game Boy, and they had one on the DS called like March of the Minis, and it's kind of like if you ever played the old Donkey Kong for the Game Boy, it's kind of like an offshoot of that basically.
What, with the wind-up Mario's and stuff? That game sucked.
Yeah. Yeah, sadly. Like, if anyone can, they should just grab the really old Donkey Kong for the Game Boy.
Donkey Kong
that
94.
Game was brilliant.
Donkey Kong 94 was so cool. I lent it to someone and they never gave it back. My fury is boundless. Oh, that reminds me. Is it... We talk about Tetris a lot, but is it like Tetris's 10th birthday today or something?
It's 20th. 25th
birthday.
Yeah, 25th anniversary. Nice. Happy 25th anniversary, Tetris.
Congratulations,
woo!
Tetris. We're going to see this in by not playing Tetris music. We're going to play. I don't know, what should we play? Should we play
Vlogistan?
Blah 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 blah.
Blah 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 blah.
Blah 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 blah.
You know he's you know he's more famous than any one of us, and you're hassling him.
Shut up, Gino.
He's gonna be like, they got my name wrong. Never listen to this podcast. And then we're gonna get flamed, and then like, the whole chiptune community's gonna hate us.
We're gonna lose listeners.
I guess me and Ma, because they already hate Mr.
We're gonna fall apart. Yep.
Fuck the chiptune community.
The band will break up.
Is it a band? Vlog, vlog, vlog? You'd think, like, if it was a band.
No, I meant us as a band.
Oh, I think us as a band should speak to Flugelhorn.
I agree.
We gotta solve our differences.
The album title is, it's just nice, monosyllabic. It's called Heat. You can't mispronounce Heat. The song is called Night. It's, you know, I mean, there's a bit of confusion. Is it Night with a K? Is it Night with just an N? I can tell you now, listeners, it's with an N. Night is in the opposite of day.
It's with a K.
It's not with a K.
Stop. But yeah, so we're going to play the song by Flaugstan, whatever.
Oui. I was just suggesting.
Flaugstan.
Well, we could, and then
everyone shut up. This is Night by Flaugstan.
Membrane, ambivalent alchemist, the aim to emulate gimmicks with the brain. of a wand. That's got the old lady hot lately. See, I know it hurts when I cast curse upon love lines. Honestly, though, she wanted it first. One time, all it takes, and I still shine. Sage on the mic, but when you need to be rock top, the fiery warlock comes out of me raw. Dropping your jaw, oh no, with the meteor barrage. In awe, can't dodge the onslaught, and so you fall. Forever endure, sorcerer, worse than Mordor's demons corridors. My grim war's on table napkins, kick it back, and then red meaning you found useless. Bruised and confused, dark matter swallows brightness. Can't diss my name, I'll leave you silent.
They tried to end my legend.
Time after time, good to lack in the mind.
Blackmen say all, but the end comes beyond the chaos.
The warlock in me demands recognition.
A master of art, the most think are hidden.
Facing my minions, you're thinking to physically rend your existence with 16-bit wizardry.
Use your lightning bolt.
Got my staff in hand, less than God, more than man, you don't understand. Kill me, Enchanter Blade. Roman was a sham, and you can't step to my magic clan. I'll call my chant spells, enhancing relics with rainbow shells. I got this place locked down, I'll never be crowned. And darkness will descend, your body won't be found. Hear that sound, your X zone's open. Cast letters first, cause my technique's broken.
Once words are spoken, your throat gets closed.
You're choking, you're hoping that my mind is getting low. But it ain't slow, my power will soon grow. Your demise, look at my eyes, glowing red in the sunrise. Yeah, funny how time flies when the end is so close. I'll cast Flare 6 and then I'll roast just so loud your body. Then I'll capture your hottie, lock her in my tower so high till the king sent some other guy to die.
Many have tried to end my legend.
Time after time, good to lack in the mind.
Blackmen's made all, but the end comes beyond the chaos.
So sorcery's commonly spoken, forbidden.
I'm sipping my potions and naturally tripping.
Your very best spells, a Halloween recipe. Blast you to hell with 16-bit wizardry.
I'm not some simple jester.
Buried in the bottomless abyss of time eternal,
I summon thee.
To compare, ascend the last stair, beware, you're facing Luminaire. You think we're fighting fair hordes of mortals cringing in despair when we are on the Mega Brand Assault. Stored your souls deep within our vaults. Magi Master, Dark Magic Caster, bringing death faster. You can get hasty, maybe break me just a waste. I'm gonna outlast your feeble attempts to defy our will. Keeping your beating heart still, mana tapping rapidly until I get my fill. This fanatic makes it all so tragic, collecting espers, extracting magic. I'm a blue mage, this ain't no rage, releasing my monsters out of their cage. Waging wars on tyrannosaurs with my egg in hand for the double XP score. Hurt more, and you're gonna get murdered with my pyrotechnics provided by Surtur. Casting Giga Slave powered up by my runes and grave. Breaking the seal, the secrets reveal, the black veils peel. Kneel before me and I might end it quickly.
Many have tried to end my legend.
Time after time, good to lack in the mind.
Blackmen say owl, but the end comes beyond the chaos.
Storm in my spire, come get your dividend.
I'm played up for hire, your payment is glistening.
Snap this illusion beyond your ability. Trapping your soul with 16-bit wizardry.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. That was 16-Bit Wizardry by Magitek off of their new album called Odd Entities. So named because there's 9 tracks, and that's an odd number.
Is that really the story behind their
album? It was originally going to be an EP, and it was like a 3-track, and then they like made another song, and it was 4. So they thought, oh, well, that doesn't make sense, so we'll make 5 now. And then it just kept on going up like that.
Wow, that's awesome.
It was featuring Project Zero, and that's not really important.
Yeah, you're right. They should have kicked him off the track. And then 16-bit wizardry also.
Yeah.
16 isn't an odd number.
Well, maybe... And it's
track 8. Just let me edit this track here. You just listened to 15-bit wizardry by Project Zero One.
Nice.
And Magitek. Done and done.
Fixed. Yeah, so that's new album by Magitek, ladies and gentlemen. Let's have
indeed
a little round of applause.
I've been waiting for this one for a while too.
Yeah.
Like all their sigs on RhymeTorrents, all their signatures in the forums, they all said like, "Odd Entities coming soon, coming 2009."
Are they even on the front page of RhymeTorrents?
It's not out yet.
I'm not sure if they've released.
It's not out yet. Okay.
Well, that was an exclusive sort of.
Well, I'm not sure if it'll be exclusive by the time this is out, but it's exclusive now. That's what matters.
Yeah. So when is it officially out then?
Today or tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, at some point.
Oh, okay.
They told me this weekend.
All right.
Hopefully they're a punctual bunch.
Since Gino got to nerd out over a Nintendo conference, I would love to nerd out over the Sony conference, if you guys don't
Go
mind.
Go for it.
Sony blew me away this year. I don't know about you guys, but I felt like they had a lot to bring forth. Especially with MAG, Massive Action Game, and The Last Guardian. Oh my god, the trailer looks amazing for that. What?
Yeah, The Last Guardian.
Oh god, that game. I am so excited for that game. It's by Team Ico, same people who did Shadow of the Colossus and Ico, obviously. And you don't really know the story. All you see is like a little boy with this like griffin chicken bird dragon thing.
Didn't you think of like a funny name for it? Like a bitchin or something? Because it's like half dog,
bitch.
Half dragon. It was like a hippo bitch instead of a hippo.
A hippo.
Something.
That's exactly what they're going to call it in the game.
Yep.
The hippo bitch. I'm
like you know in Shadow of the Colossus how he yells aggro?
Oh fuck, aggro, yeah.
He's just gonna yell hippo bitch.
Hippo bitch! Hippo bitch! Hi!
Oh god, I hated aggro. I'm excited for that game. You know, I really want to know the story, because, like, you know, you see the kid, he's like throwing barrels at these guard guys and swinging
it's like
on
Donkey
rope.
Kong.
It
yeah.
Is like Donkey Kong.
And he's feeding the freaking hippo bitch barrels. But I don't know, the music already sounds amazing,
I'm
going
to
get
forward
that.
To a Team Ico game where you don't regularly get raped by shadow tentacles. I think that's like, yeah, I'm excited about
that's
that.
That's like, you just don't understand, that's what ties all these games together.
Yeah, it's the shadow tentacles,
yeah,
obviously.
Rape.
Team Ico, bringing shadow tentacles and rape.
Just let me put this through a translator. Ico means rape in Japanese?
Shit!
What?
How did I get this song?
Oh, are you kidding me?
There.
It's Japan. I swear, like, Japan's all about that shit.
You shouldn't
rape
be laughing
tentacles.
About rape, because rape sucks.
I can't help it.
Don't knock it till you tried it.
The Last Guardian looks awesome. What else?
That weird
Mod Nation
we
Racer
saw...
thing
what?
With the
Mod Nation Racer.
Oh,
Mod
yeah.
Racer. Yeah.
That looks like so much fun. You fucking like make these I don't even know what the hell they are.
You can make
what
like tracks
they?
In the shape of like giant dicks. You can have, like,
yes.
Sheep running about on the dicks.
Make a dick track.
Yeah.
I just imagine, like, you're like, man, you're losing bad. You're just rounding the head, and I'm, like, halfway through the second ball.
I'm powering down the shaft.
If you want to get, like,
around the balls.
If you want to get, like, super, like, technical and, like, make the track with, like, little, like, pubic hair, like.
Yeah, like there'll be trees where the hair is.
Be like, oh, I'm stuck. God damn it.
There'll be like a lake in front of them.
Be like, these pubes are a mess.
Oh, that. Now I'm excited. Now, I want to get that game. That game looks so much fun. What else? You can also like use weapons in the game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Like,
it's basically
along.
Your basic kart racer, just with a bunch of options to change everything around.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna be playing that.
I like to look at that stupid dumb game with the war and people fighting and wear hats and eat pie.
What? Oh, Fat Princess. Yes. Oh my god. Fat Princess. They didn't mention it, but Fat Princess is gonna be a game for the PS3 and it looks amazing. Like, it's all cartoony and it's a strategy game where you have two sides fighting each other, but each side has their own princess. And it's extremely bloody too. Like, it's extremely cartoony, and what you have to do is to capture, like, have your princess and capture the other team's princess and lock their princess in the dungeon. That's the goal of the whole, like, deal. But how it works is, you know, you're fighting, there's different classes, you can, like, upgrade your castle and everything. And the controls look amazing, too. But, you can use cake, and you feed your princess, and the fatter your princess gets, the harder it is for the other team to steal the princess. Like I've seen videos where, like, the team tries to steal your princess, and the princess is still too fat, so they have to, like, struggle at, like, dragging her to the other castle.
Finally, a game that depicts war as it really is.
Yep.
But, I don't know, it looks crazy fun. I'm definitely gonna be playing that, like, all the time.
I like looking at that game. That game looks fun. I like it when you make bitches eat.
Fattest monarch wins.
What else? Oh, I have to talk about Final Fantasy, of course. I saw.
Yeah, I heard there were some things about Final Fantasy.
No, let me talk about it. There's a Final Fantasy 13. They finally showed it to us with English voice acting. I thought it was pretty legit. And then out of nowhere, I mean, I knew there was gonna be, you know, another one after 13, but I didn't know there was, like, a trailer or anything. But, like, yeah. So I was surprised. And they also were like, oh, by the way, we have this trailer of Final Fantasy 14. Here you go. And I'm like, what? What is this now? Yeah. A trailer? Are you serious?
When that came on, we were like, oh shit.
It's gonna be another MMORPG. So hopefully it'll be much better than Final Fantasy XI. But we'll see. I don't know. It looks good. So, and Nobu Uematsu is back. Apparently he's composing all the music for it.
Yep.
So, that's pretty neat. They almost had me, like, scared there because the guy mentioned something about Final Fantasy VII. And I was like, what? Because he's all like, you can get Final Fantasy VII on the PS3 or some shit, right? And I was, like, speechless for a second there. I was like, what? What are you like, hinting at something here? Am I... But no, it turns out you can only buy the original game on PSN. But, yeah, that was pretty interesting. Then God of War 3 gameplay looks awesome, too.
Like, on reflection, it didn't look that good.
What didn't look that good?
God of War 3?
God of War 3.
Oh, shut up.
It looks like more of the same.
I think it'll be so much fun. I'm a big God of War fan.
Fun.
Well, I'm
like, the game's fun.
You can't say that. I think I've noticed a lot of different things about it. I think it looks awesome. I'm excited.
It looks
still
a bit like slow paced for me. Like, I was hoping for more enemies at once. It just seemed to, like, trickle down and you hit one and then walk for a bit and open a really big door. I mean,
that's how
it's got
works.
Big doors. Like, damn.
Like, the biggest, like...
That's,
you know,
how it's always been. Well, anywho, I have no problems with it. I think it's going to be epic, so you guys can just suck it, because I'm excited.
I have no problems
with it. If it's as good as its doors are large...
It can drink from, you know, my water fountain if it wants, but...
Well, anywho, God of War 3 still looks amazing. Oh, yeah, they're going to have this motion sensory thing for the PS3 as well.
I don't know about that.
You were a big fat liar. I heard you. You were all like, oh, dude, look at that. That's cool.
At first, I was like, yeah, that's cool, bow and arrows and shit. But, like, in retrospect, like, thinking about it, like, you know, they didn't really say, like, pricing. They didn't say how soon it's
going
to come
out.
They didn't even give it a name. Like, you know,
I think it does,
you know,
have a name. We just didn't quite
catch
it.
To me, it's just a tech demo. Anyone could have done a tech demo, and I can't really get excited. excited for that.
I'm still excited.
It'd be like Super Mario 128.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet if there was a tech demo for Professor Layton, you'd be all like, no way.
Why on earth would there be a tech demo for Professor Layton?
I don't know. I'm just
it'd
saying.
Be like having a tech demo for Tetris.
This is a concept. It's an idea.
Yeah, pretty much. I bet if there was something like that, you would have been all like, all over it. You would have been like, yes, I'm all set.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's, you know, it's concept. Technology that can be cool in the future, but I don't even know how soon.
Well,
like,
I'm excited.
Like, if they showed off, like, some other thing, like, some other game, like, yeah, you could do this in a game, but
I think it would be cool to make it, like,
game or,
to make, like, fighting games, especially if you do it online and stuff.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, that, I don't know. Like, I know what you're saying, but I'm still excited. Like, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to hear more about it.
Well, yeah, new technology is always interesting.
Yeah,
but, it's okay.
I just have to see how it shakes out.
Yeah, but I love how like Sony and Microsoft were kind of copying Wii's motion sensory thingamajig.
Yep.
Because like Microsoft has like Project Natal. I don't know how to pronounce
it. Apparently my friend corrected me, and it's called Natal.
Oh, Natal,
but,
my bad.
Like, everyone is calling it Natal, and it makes it sound like it's pregnant or something.
Oh, yeah, and
I don't
know. Is
that where you have to help a boy with his homework by drawing fish?
No, that's, Mickey, or...
Milo. Yes, so and have
Natal,
conversations
then?
With Milo.
Natal is the camera.
Yeah. That's what the camera is, but then I don't know what the program was where you talk to the boy and the boy responds back.
That was
but...
Milo. The guy who made Fable. It was like a tech demo concept thing.
Because I don't want to play that game. Like,
yeah.
It's a really cool idea, but fuck that noise.
I don't know if I want to have like a conversation with a virtual
robot.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Robot is different. Robots.
Well, artificial intelligence. Yes.
But I don't know, I'm a little weirded out by that. I'm like, I don't really want,
because like people are gonna buy it.
Yeah, like what if you like walk like... in front of it naked or something?
Yeah. Oh, like,
oh god,
I've seen in forums and things like people are sort of like bouncing around the subject, but what if you like, I don't like the idea of someone having that game and just straight up abusing this child.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
Like not like sexually, well, maybe sexually, but like things like just being, you're a shit, Milo, you're a fucking shit, what the hell are you doing, get the hell out of my sight. And just like the game, like you standing there with your arms crossed and him like peeking out your house and you just going, fuck off, Milo, fuck off.
Like you're not even playing any other games because you want to leave Milo on and yell at him some more.
Yeah, people.
Milo.
You get home from work and Milo's like, "How was your day? Fuck you, Milo."
Milo has a breakdown.
A rough day at the office.
Milo's like turns into like this like emo kid.
What if you like... tell Milo something like legal? Does he like report back? Like if you're like, Milo, between you and me, I've been selling these copy DVDs at work. Dude, I am making a killing. I'm gonna buy new Lionhead games with it. And Milo's like, that's cool. And I'm pretty sure that's illegal. And you're like, listen, Milo, I've got your power cord right here, bitch. You've been going for a long walk off a short memory card, my friend. Speaking of being awful at video game characters, I want to plug ThereWillBeBlood.com again. It's all ridiculously good.
I have to watch that. I have to finish watching that so I know what the hell you're talking about.
We haven't seen it yet.
I'm up to episode 13. Episode 3, I believe.
What's happened?
That's two
that
more than me.
I can't remember exactly what happened. I know that like.
She's lying.
Shut up! I know the princess got kidnapped again.
Has Ganondorf shown up yet?
No, Ganondorf has not shown up yet. I've seen Link and I've seen Zelda and I've seen who have I seen?
It's Kirby.
I've seen Pokemon Trainer. Oh, I've seen Kirby already, yeah.
Well, episode 3 is where Samus like stripteases.
Oh. That'll be interesting to watch. But yeah. But yeah, I need to watch that. So then I can be like, oh, I wonder who the cool killer is. Ah.
I think I know, because I'm sort of running out of characters to have in it. If they have.
Who do you think it is?
Well, I think it's Master Hand.
Well, that would make sense.
I think Ganon and Link and Zelda are in it.
Oh yeah.
It's like they're all doing really well out of like and stuff.
I love how Link is like the sheriff or the police chief or some shit. I think that's the funniest thing ever. And like, what's Zelda supposed to be? Is she supposed to be like his like right hand woman or something like
yeah,
that?
She, well, I think in the films, like when in the episodes, like Hyrule was its own kingdom, and it went bankrupt, so it got absorbed by the Mushroom Kingdom, and so like she was like a figurehead but had no power, kind of thing.
Alrighty then.
She gets made acting princess.
I want to know if Well, actually, that wouldn't make any sense. Never mind. That would not make sense. I was gonna say, oh, I hope Daisy's gonna be in it, but I was like, oh, right, never mind. Daisy wasn't even fucking Brawl.
No, Daisy has been mentioned in it, because Luigi keeps having dreams about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Neato.
Like, Pauline from Donkey Kong is in it.
Does Snake appear at all?
Briefly.
Or Sonic?
Sonic and Briefly? Snake, like, part at the same time as the Star Fox team do.
Ooh.
Like,
okay.
Luigi's
cool.
And Ali and the Star Fox team are like shifting mothers who are trying to like mug Luigi. And they nearly start off like a riot. I won't spoil it for you. There will be Brawl on Kong. Check that shit out.
Okay, I will definitely check that shit out, because I think it's funny, I just haven't gotten around to... There's so many things that I need to watch, and I need to read, like, you guys have linked me to so
and
many...
And games you need to play.
And games I need to play, yes, I need to play Mario RPG, and I need to play Ico.
I haven't played Ico.
There's a lot of games I need to play.
So few people have played Ico, and it's so hard to find.
Oh god, I had to finally just, like, buy it offline. Because a really good friend of mine works at this local pawn shop, but it's a really good pawn shop. Like, you can find so many like old games there, like really rare ones too. But they don't even have freaking Ico. So I'm just
good
like
games and shattered dreams.
Yeah. I was so sad. But,
on that note,
oh,
I'm gonna shatter your dreams by not letting you talk anymore because we need to play another song, really.
Moo. Fine. Be that way. Okay, what song should we play?
Well, actually, I'll do a letter because we only got one email. Because, as we alluded to, like earlier in the show, we have another episode recorded, but I had laptop troubles again. So we're not sure if this is going to be episode 17 or episode 18.
We're not sure. It's the mystery.
It is.
Nope, because Mr. B failed with his laptop.
Yep. Yes, I did. And the episode before that, Jolene emailed us, and I said, that's awesome, you can pick a song. And anyway, I'll read the letter. From Jolene. Oh, damn, pick a song. I vote Genie Booster. Busts out his harmonica. Okay, he doesn't have to, because I requested that for his next Game Music for All concert, so he has lots of time to practice, and this might be a bit short notice. What about a Mr. B song? So I'm sort of playing. Chibi Ma,
sort
how
of.
About next time you're in Southern California, I'll give you a tour of our studio. Also,
oh.
You did sort of mute me, Gino Boost invited me to your birthday. wasn't doing much talking because I was kind of playing Halo Wars. I guess sometimes.
Oh, yeah,
I'm bad
I remember that.
Dude, Geno Boost, get down here on Wednesday nights and I'll introduce you to a ton of people in the game industry. A bunch of us get together, maybe you can interview some of them and find out what games they work on. Okay, so you guys don't need to buy Silent Hill, but you can at least rent G.I. Joe. It'll be coming out soon. Love.
Oh, I'm way ahead of that. I already got. Wait, which Silent Hill one did she work on again?
The Xbox 360 one just came out.
Oh, okay.
Homecoming.
Oh, I already have that one for the PS3.
Oh,
so I'm way ahead of that. Yeah.
All right. Done and done.
Indeed, but I will definitely take up on that offer, Julian. The whole tour, because that'd be so kick-ass. I'd be like, yeah.
Oh, I remember why I told everyone about our failings. It was because that was our only email this week. Because we haven't quite expanded from the last one. So people who read it last time, like, haven't heard them reply, or whatever. Which is,
yep.
I assume, my inbox isn't heaving. Anyway, so
okay.
A song by me. I don't like playing songs by me on the podcast. It just seems a bit cheap.
But trust me, when I make my first song,
you're gonna play it on here.
Gonna play it every week.
It's gonna be the Gino Boost song show. And if it's not that original song, it's a remix of the song. But I got around both honouring Jolene's request and not directly playing myself by playing a super powerless song that me and Mike and Oliver did for a radio station in Bradford. It's like sort of an acoustic version, and I sing and play the Game Boy, and Oliver sings and Mike plays guitar on it. And it's really pretty. It's called Ghost.
There are eight shores.
Your life force is running out.
You're right, Cubert. This is a bitch of a song.
No hate on the player, no hate on the game. No hate on the player, no hate on the game. No hate on the player, no hate on the game. The game drives all you bitches insane.
Other rappers might be blacker, that's right, my skin is pale. But the magic's in my lyrics, and I think you all can tell that I know about the shit coming out of my mouth. Adora 2600's what I'm talking about. I play Breaker and I beat your mom's at Pong. And Frogger got past the cars, but you fell on the logs. Pitfall was no problem, jumping on alligators. Question my game, I'll drop you like Space Invaders. In pole position, I would go for a ride. And Pac-Man ate the fruit, Binky, Blinky, and Clyde. Cupid's dirty mouth, motherfucker. Double dribble, let's go points like a score with your mother. Talking shit on my game, you better watch your mouth. Sit down, grab a paddle, and what I'm talking about. I'm the baddest motherfucker in the basement of this house. Oh shit, what's this? Nintendo just came out.
No hate on the player, no hate on the game. No hate on the player, no hate on the game. No hate on the player, no hate on the game. My game grabs all you bitches insane.
Now I'm running around the Super Mario. I'm smashing bricks with my head and I got star power, yo. Little Goombas, they try to get in my way, but I jump on their heads and they know I got game. Double dragon motherfuckers try to steal my girlfriend. Real life, I don't got one, but this is pretend. Ninja Gaiden's fucking rad, jumping off the walls. I'm playing Snake, Rattle, Roll, I'm eating all of your balls. DJ Digger's not just a mix master. He come at you like a duck with a Nintendo Blaster. Beat Jaws and he whooped up on Gremlins too. Talk shit on his game and he'll be whooping on you. Playing Zelda all night and I got the Triforce. Mugen's running up on me and they take my Master Sword. So how you gonna say I ain't got game? Bitch, in Metroid I totally destroyed Mother Brain. Got me running, getting ready for the fight. Tonight I'm up against Mike Tyson. Mario dings the bell and we get on with it, son. Bubble bobble, I'm a little dragon, but you can't beat this game unless you play with a friend. Fighting Dracula in his castle on a quest to find his body is Link. Once again we know that Zelda's a hottie. Kung Fu bitch, smack him in the face every time I kill a lemming. Another comes to take his place. Goonies 2, fuck happened to number 1. Reason I got so much game is playing so much fun. I even beat Dr. Wily in Mega Man. Batman, I killed the Joker, yeah, you know who I am. There's still one thing I am regretting. Never escaped Maniac Mansion. Ooh, that green tentacle got me every time.
Cupid's got a gun! No hate on the player, no hate on the game. No hate on the player, no hate on the game. No hate on the player, no hate on the game. My game drives all you bitches insane!
And that was Neely with DJ Dig Dug called Don't Hate on the Game. And it's from the new Masters of the Interweb from RyanTorrance.org. And yeah, I like that song. I thought it was a pretty good song.
It is a pretty good song. It, like, the first time I heard it, I was so used to listening to Needy be told.
But it was, yeah, like, same here.
A little strange at first. But
I was like, oh, that's Neely? Oh my lord.
Yeah. The Mario guys should get together and do a collab, like a proper one.
I agree. Have like Luigi, Mario, and Toad.
Yeah. So nobody picked Sonic characters, so I have no one to play with.
Oh, so sad. Well, Sonic kind of does suck, but whatever.
What? Shut your filthy poor mouth.
Kidding.
God damn it,
I don't know.
Gino.
Sonic seems like kind of a whore now.
Shut up, Gino. Shut up. God damn it.
Like, you could only
shut up
Sonic since like 1995 or something.
What the hell is he now? Like a werehog, a fucking like
he got stuck in like an Arabian book. Yeah. Made an RPG and now he's fighting a black knight.
Listen,
wow,
he kissed a human woman.
Yeah, I know,
so gross.
Sonic is
like, have you seen that? Have you seen that cutscene on YouTube?
No.
Honestly, disgusting.
I'm gonna make a song about it. About like how awesome Sonic is, and then the chorus is gonna be like, "But what the fuck are you doing? You're kissing a human. I saw it on YouTube because I didn't buy your game, dude. Because now you're in 3D. They're not games for Mr. B. And I'm so fucking sad that all your new 3D games are bad."
I dropped a piece of my cookie in the cup. Damn it. Fuck.
Just drink it out.
Yeah. No, it's stuck at the bottom. It won't move.
Man up.
I want to like
just splash the milk all over your face.
Just like stick your tongue in there, like nom,
it's nom. It's a tall glass. It won't. It doesn't work.
That was hot.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're gonna get a lot. We're gonna get a lot of weird viewers and listeners for that one.
Yeah, that's what I do.
We got some tweets.
One to the LVN Twitter page from Error is, "If you're recording now, shouldn't there be a new one up? Did I miss an LVN?" And the answer is, Error, no, there isn't a new recording up. We've already explained why.
Yeah. Error seems to have this like weird precognitive ability that he like tweets about things we've already answered.
Yeah, no. We'll explain
post-cognitive.
Yeah. Good wavelength there, brother.
And Mr. B, you got a tweet, didn't you?
Yes, I did. From Hipster Please, saying, "Hey, Mr. B, why don't you talk about how at Gino Douche," and he said at Gino Douche, "doesn't like the Clash. How the fuck does someone not like the Clash?"
What is the Clash?
What? That's even worse! Oh my god.
Spotlight's not on me anymore.
Moving swiftly the fuck on. God.
We'll teach you when you're older, Ma.
Oh.
But let me just tell you right now,
when
not worth
older,
listening to.
What the shit does that... Just tell me, what is the Clash?
What is...
They're a band from, like, what, the
70s? They play guitars. They're, like, these pieces of wood. And they tend to have, like, 6 strings from top to bottom.
Sometimes 4.
Sometimes 4. That's a bass guitar. And they have someone, there's like a behind them who does percussion, and you know, tying everything together. And they call these things like bands, and that was what the Clash were.
Huh.
But like, you know, the Clash weren't a very good one.
They were an excellent band. They did "I Fought Below," you know that song. "I Fought Below." They did "Rock the Casbah."
Oh yeah, that song.
They did "London's Calling." You know all those famous hits, you know, and love.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. I just didn't know what the band was called. I know. I have that habit where I know the songs, but I don't know who the artists are. So I'll know the song that you're singing, but if you ask me who sang it or whatever, I'll be like, I don't know.
Yeah, I have that problem with songs too. Like Elvis songs. Oh wait, no, I don't, because they're ridiculously famous.
anywho, new tweets.
Yeah, we got one from Zen Albatross.
Yeah.
And it says, "Don't forget to mention Crunchy Co's Low Tech Resistance Combo and Bud Melvin's new album." And then he has the links, but they're like those shortened links that they put on Twitter, so they're useless.
Oh, God.
But I'm assuming they're both albums are on crunchyco.com.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess check that out. Mm. Bud Melvin is actually pretty cool. Gonna have to play one of their songs here soon.
He plays chiptunes
and banjo.
Did we not play 62 Miles one time?
Oh, I believe
we got,
yeah,
we got a new tweet from Kyle Cross.
I think he does the Nitro Game Injection podcast.
Oh, okay. He says, "Sup, dudes."
Sup.
Sup.
Yo. How's it going, dog?
But before, I gotta mention this before I lose track. So, that last one from Zen Albatross, the Low Tech part, reminds me. Low Tech,
yes.
From Rhyme Torrents, she's having a fundraiser to help people get to Nerdapalooza. And currently, from what I've heard last, she can't even go herself. So people should definitely donate towards this fundraiser. And
yeah, all you guys that are in the Rhyme Torrent forum and are like, man, I totally got to get that date with Low Tech.
Cause she's
well,
the boss.
You know, she's got to get there. So
yeah, you can't really have a date with the fundraiser.
She is smoking
lovely
hot.
Low Tech.
Like she's ridiculous hot.
She likes science. Like she likes science and Super Nintendo. You can't.
She's smart
can't
and pretty. I mean,
anyone
you can't.
Better.
Yeah. How can you guys miss that? Honestly, donate. It's not that hard.
Yeah. So did I. What the fuck. Internet community.
Oh, we gotta let them know where to donate it, of course.
Go to gamemusicforall.com/npfund.
NPFund, indeed.
November, Papa, Foxtrot,
Uniform.
You
guys should definitely use that fund for
November.
Me next year, because I gotta go next year.
Yeah. Gotta sort it out.
Gotta sort it out. Figure that shit out. And it's really cool, because, new news about me. I got a new job in the past week. So, yay for that! I housekeep at the Holiday Inn, and I know that Nerdapalooza is at the Holiday Inn this year, but I'm kind of hoping that they'll, like, have it again next year at the same Holiday Inn, because since I work at the Holiday Inn, I get, like, really cool, like, discounts and shit. Like, if I go traveling, I can go stay at the Holiday Inn for, like,
can you
a dollar.
People to the Holiday Inn and like something good happens or something.
Oh, you mean like if I get someone a job there?
No, if
we stay there and like Ma said we should stay at this Holiday Inn and then like you get a bonus or something.
I don't know about that. I would have to talk to one of my managers about that, but I wouldn't be surprised. Right. I mean,
this is getting incredibly uninteresting for our listeners,
yep.
I'm sure. Though.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And for me.
Oh, shut up.
But, so, like, since Ma is working at the Holiday Inn, just go to the Holiday Inn and, like, trash the place and she'll have to clean it.
No,
like,
don't do that.
But
please
we can't,
don't.
Like,
I really don't want that happening. I have to get up tomorrow and start training. And I'm a little nervous, but I'm also really excited because I finally have a job, so I'll be able to get money. And if I have money, then I can actually go to Nerdapalooza next year. But don't say trash the place, please don't.
In celebration, I'm gonna just take Mr. B's song "Kept My Job" and change "Kept" to "Got."
I actually wrote two new songs. I wrote another one after that called "Lost My Job," and then I wrote another one called "Got a Job." They both sucked. So yeah.
Oh, speaking of songs. We should talk about the new vet tournament. It finally has it all set up and everything.
Yeah, if you go to Rhyme Torrents, you can check out people who suck at rap, battling each other,
yep.
Being helped by people who either don't suck at rap, or say that they don't suck at rap, or signed up to be a noob, got told that they can't be a noob, and just got listed as a veteran.
And yeah, first round, I have to go against Mr. B's noob.
Yeah. It's Shinobi and Chibi Ma versus Mr. B and Moroz. You should learn how to say his name. Oops.
I don't know. I'm a little excited about it.
And Gino Boost is a judge.
Yeah.
Word.
So
I gotta decide what music's good and what isn't.
Yep.
And apparently I can't just be like, they're all winners. Then
no.
I won't get mad at
you. But
me.
You should be like, you both lose.
No one
you
wins.
Me for having to judge this suckfest. I'll take the $100.
Yeah, there's a cash prize.
There is a cash prize. I don't know. I don't know how that's gonna work.
Do you think
we'll
Team
see.
Shinobi Ma can take that money home?
I think so. I think we can.
We'll see. I was a bit disappointed because all our rivals are on the other side of the bracket.
Yeah, I know. Like, I don't know. Like, there's some people I thought would be really cool if I, like, you know, battled with.
Kicked
but
their ass.
The possibility of that happening is lessened now because they're like on the way other side. So the only way I could ever battle them is if I was like a little towards the final battle or even at the final battle. So we'll see. It's a little interesting because I've never actually had like my own song. No collabs whatsoever. So
hopefully
it'll turn out good. Which one?
The one against Kate Sith.
Oh, that one does not count.
I know.
That one just sucked.
Wasn't that, that bad.
It's horrible. I stumbled. It still needs to be cleaned up. It's extremely bad. It needs to be. I mean, I can make it better, but I just haven't gotten around to it.
Are you retconning that shit?
Yeah. I don't know.
So but, what would you say would be like the worst thing for someone to mention about you in a rap battle?
You know what? That's for me to know and you not to find out.
What would you say are your deepest secrets?
Yeah. Or character flaws?
I don't even know.
What do you really suck at, Shibima?
I don't suck. What are you talking about?
So you don't suck. I can
that's
use
the,
that.
That's the second law. That's the second law of TV Mom.
That's the second law.
That she's awesome.
don't be too harsh on me now, Mr. B.
As
you
if.
might actually.
I haven't told him anything about you. That's my role as a veteran has been. Listen, Maro. Dude, you need to you don't come to me looking for secrets about how Chibima is obsessed with Disney princesses or anything.
Well, now he knows.
Because he couldn't just listen to the podcast and know that.
Oh man, I dropped the ball, huh?
You're a tit.
I'm waiting for Maros to diss Ma by insulting letters versus numbers.
Yeah.
And then Mr. B like, what the fuck?
Well, like, you didn't send this to me first. I would have vetoed that shit.
Oh, I don't know. I'm excited. It's interesting because I've never done a tournament before. So I'm all like, yay, tournament.
Woo.
That was the most enthusiastic ooh I've ever heard in my whole life.
It was a woo, a boo.
Whatever, I couldn't understand.
Okay, so I think that sufficiently answers Kyle J. Krupp's question of sup dudes.
Not much.
Not much.
Killing.
Killing?
Yeah, kill it. Kill it dead.
Kill it dead.
What?
What else?
Should we just abandon our listeners now? Out of here. Stop trying to
yeah, let him wallow.
Wait, did I mention about the PS Go? The PSP Go?
Yes.
Yes, you did.
Alright, but I'm going to talk about Gold.
There's a new PSP Go! It's a new PSP! Apparently it's really cool.
But don't buy it. Get a DS and then
and
pre-order
Gold. MGSP Swalkers for it.
Then don't do either of those things. Go on therewillbebrawl.com where you can be entertained
Shut
for
the
free.
Hell up. You know what, Mr. B? You failed. You're all like, it's gonna be Mystical Ninja. And no. It was Metal Gear Solid Rising for the 360 and PS3, possibly. And Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker for the PSP. So, hell with you and your stupid Mystical Ninja bullshit.
Nobody took me up on my bet.
I kinda wish I did, though.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It should be known that I'm terrible
at that.
It's
not for the new Castlevania game, because Kojima's making a Castlevania game now, too.
Yeah.
That's going to be fucking awesome as shit.
Is that the Castlevania Lords of Shadow or something?
Is that the first 3D Castlevania since Castlevania 64? Or am I just way behind?
No, they made two 3D ones for the PS2, and they both sucked terribly. So, like, whoever was making them, they're like, they shoved him out of the way, and, like... Kojima just came into the Castlevania office and like shoved the guy off his chair, and then he sat in it, like put his feet up on his
and, like
desk,
snugged his
like,
woman.
There's a new producer in town. Like then he like knocked all his stuff off of his desk, like the picture of the old guy's wife, and like put up a pic, and then like Kojima puts up a picture of himself to look at. That's exactly how it happened. I was there.
It's true. Because I was also there, knowing who the Clash were.
I know.
Yeah, and then Kojima just turned on, put a boombox on the table, blared rocked the Casbah.
Yep. He's like, this is a metaphor for, like, me being awesome. Eat it. And then, like, some guy sucked him off.
Then it, like, then we just decided it was best we leave.
Yeah, then we went home.
Oh my lord. Oh dear.
Anyway, is that everything?
Yeah, I believe so.
Just about.
Cool. Well, we've been Letters vs. Numbers.
Don't forget to pre-order Golden Sun DS.
Don't forget to download Here Comes the New Challenger 2.
Yeah, that's even more important. Yeah. This last song is from Here Comes the New Challenger 2. It's one of the two instrumental tracks from it, and it has Girls Malin, one of my favorite guitarists, and also Video Game Orchestra, some of my favorite chiptunists, covering one of my favorite games.
Yeah. I agree.
And this song is Mega Man X Medley. So, yeah.
So, yeah.
Word.
Goodbye. Fish Bash Boss. Goodbye.
say bish bash bosh. I was like sitting here waiting for it. I was like, you guys.
Sitting
say
here
it.
Waiting for you to say, like, I'm to be loved by or something.
We've never done anything like that.
It's just nice to
see. Well, we've only done how many episodes with you?
This is like the fifth one. And I've never done this is Chibi Mon Goodbye.
You might want to say something.
Well, I'll say it.
That chance.
Okay.
Say it now, I can. If you say it now, I can edit it in.
This is Chibi Mon Goodbye.
That's not getting
there.
It's all,
oh, fuck you.
Terrible
fuck song. You guys. You guys suck.
You sound all pissed about it.
I'm
no,
not so pissed. I sounded happy.
You sounded furious.
We need to get Bizarro Chibi Ma back.
This is gay.